everyone. This is Dark Journalist with a breaking story about a political announcement in the works that will shake the 2020 election to its core. Through deep analysis and background information, I'm seeing that a unity ticket is being developed to save the Democrats' flagging campaign to unseat President Trump in the 2020 election. The ticket consists of former Senator and Secretary of State, Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry, along with 2012 presidential nominee and Utah Senator, Republican Mitt Romney. The opening evidence for this is the strange speech Mitt Romney gave while voting to impeach President Trump against terrible odds. Suddenly, liberal news outlets like CNN and the New York Times were praising Romney as a hero and the epitome of courage. This change in tone coincided with stories leaking out that John Kerry was looking at entering the 2020 presidential campaign. Kerry denied any presidential ambitions and claimed he was only interested in supporting his friend, former Vice President Joe Biden. Reading between the lines, Kerry's protests were in the shadow of a Democratic establishment in panic over the nomination of Socialist Democrat Bernie Sanders. With his large grassroots support, former Vice President Biden, the odds-on favorite, had stumbled badly with gaffes and a lack of vision, falling to fourth place in recent polls. How the Democrats regained the initiative to unseat President Trump? The answer? The Hail Mary pass. A unity ticket. The unity ticket was originally conceived during the election of 1864 in the midst of the Civil War. President Lincoln, a Republican, selected Democratic Senator and Governor Andrew Johnson. They ran as the National Union ticket and handily defeated the opposition. In 2008, the idea of a unity ticket was raised again on both sides, with Democrat Obama looking at Republican Senator Chuck Hagel for vice president, and Republican John McCain almost choosing Democrat Joseph Lieberman. Both sides dropped the strategy as too risky. But in 2020, the Hail Mary of a unity ticket is the only option left. Biden had raised the specter of putting a Republican on the ticket in a strange trial balloon, and Hillary Clinton had oddly suggested being open to the VP slot. The signs are all there that the unity ticket is moving into position. Kerry will need to play the loyal soldier until Joe Biden drops out of the race, which, with his fifth place showing in the New Hampshire primary, shouldn't be long. At that point, Kerry's entry into the race will impact the field in a transformative way. Oddly enough, the three players that will shake up the race, Kerry, Romney, and billionaire Michael Bloomberg, have been consecutive presidents of the Alfalfa Club in Washington, D.C., an obscure but powerful annual event that has as its core choosing the next president. Kerry was seen hugging his unity ticket partner, Romney, at the event, although it's closed to the press. The Hail Mary that the Democrats hope will unseat President Trump this fall is the unity ticket of former Secretary of State Democrat John Kerry and Utah Senator Republican Mitt Romney. We'll be watching this story for you closely. Thank you for joining me, and we'll see you soon.
Jay Mallett was asking, what is a Hail Mary pass? Could you describe that?
Hail Mary pass is when you're pretty much losing in a game and the quarterback decides, well, there's only basically a minute left on the clock. There's no way that we can win unless we get a touchdown. What I'm going to do, even though we're on our own 20-yard line, is throw the ball all the way downfield and into the other guy's end zone, and you're going to have to run there and catch it. And we've seen this. This has worked. I mean, it's rare, but the Hail Mary is very important in football lore, and it's going to really apply for those who are trying to remove Trump.